Dig.
BSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number two of the program here on Tuesday morning. And again, in the next hour, we're going to talk with Rosemary Gill, the Zeiterion Performing Arts Center, about the latest and all the renovations over there, as we are going to be checking in each month until they're complete, just so that you know where your donations and tax dollars are going, because the Zeiterion is your theater. And, well, not your theater, that's a different place, but it is your building. And we want to make sure that you know about all of the upgrades that are happening over there. And today I want to ask about some of the aesthetic upgrades and renovations that are being done. You know, we know about some of the structural changes. We know about the new seats and the speakeasy and the bathrooms and all that. And we'll certainly get an update on all of that. But I want to talk about some of the other things that you never really thought about, like the chandelier, which I was fascinated to learn about when we took the behind-the-scenes tour. And some of the other more interesting aesthetics of the Zeiterion Theater that you probably never even thought about when you were in there. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Hi, Tim. How are you?
Good. How are you?
All right. I just wanted to count on how many more days of this man in the president's seat.
Oh, I haven't gotten the number yet today.
Oh.
Hold on.
Right.
Hold on. I'll get that for you. So as of today, we are looking at 1,439 days.
Okay.
That'll go by quickly.
I hope so. All right. Thanks.
Have a good day.
Take it easy. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I haven't been keeping up with my countdown. I've been a little bit lax in that because I've been distracted by other things. But yes, 1,439 days. And if you are someone who is mathematically inclined, you can probably do that kind of math on your own. Not me. I got to have help with it. I was not a math major, as Tom Brady said. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim. Hey, talking about the train, you know, now with the train, you should be able to get to the airport because you can take the Silver Line from South Station, which I'd done it years ago, even with that cold bus. I used to take the South Station and take the Silver Line over to the airport. It'll be good for travel, you know, like that.
How long did it take to get from South Station to the airport?
South Station to the airport with the Silver Line, I think about 25 minutes, I'd say.
That
was probably about 8 years ago. When it first opened, I was like one of the first ones because I always needed rides to the airport, so it worked out good, you know? And, about 25 minutes, I'd say, I guess. It was no problems, and you can come back on it and get South Station, and hopefully if the train's running, you know, within your time schedule, you get back to New Bedford, because it's always hard to go to Boston. You need rides, you know?
Yeah, I mean, and I know that every time I have to go to Boston to utilize the airport there and leave my car there, it's going to cost me like $60-$70 a day to park my car there, so this would be a lot cheaper.
Definitely a lot cheaper, yeah.
I mean, I guess it depends on how long you can leave your car in the MBTA lot.
Right.
But it's easier to get somebody to give you a ride to the train station than it is to give you a ride to the airport.
Yeah, right. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Now we have it right in New Bedford. That was my hang up because where I wanted to go to Colorado Springs. And I didn't want to fly to Denver because where I was going, like, Denver's 3 hours away from my relatives out there.
Mm-hmm.
So I just have to go to Providence to get to Colorado Springs. And there was no way to get to the, you know, from the airport there. So when they opened the Silver Line, that worked out pretty good, you know.
Well, it's a huge tip. Thank you.
Yes, so if, yeah, you know, if you're going from now, at least I can go from here. I don't have to depend on people for rides, you know?
Absolutely, yeah.
You know, it ain't easy to get rides all the time.
No, especially when, as soon as you tell somebody, hey, I got to get to the airport, they're like, I'm not comfortable driving to the airport.
Yeah, I don't either. I says, I don't mind, even my sister, I don't mind taking her to Providence, but I have no interest in driving to Boston. I get lost when I go there.
And I find most people have no problem dropping you off at the airport because you're in the car with them. They don't like picking you up, though, because then they don't know where to go.
You can get lost because then you have to look for a place. They won't let you stay there. They're right on your butt. You can't stay anywhere in there. So you have to find one of them parking lots. And if I do that, usually I get kind of all mixed up because I don't do it enough. And
I kind of,
you get into, you know,
when I go to the airport, I feel like Clark Griswold in European Vacation. Look, kids, Big Ben, Parliament. Oh, Big Ben, Parliament, because I'm just doing the circles around over and over again.
Yeah. So hopefully the train runs at night. So this way you come in, you know, maybe 6, 7 o'clock in Boston, take the Silver Line back to the train and back right to New Bedford.
Yeah, they're saying the last one will leave Boston just before midnight. So you'll be able to get in here.
Oh, that's,
you know,
good. Yeah, because a lot of times when I fly, I usually come in, you know, usually around 6 at Boston or 7 at night, you know, 8. Yeah, that'd be good and great.
Well, I think it's going to work out for you then.
Yeah, I'll be looking forward to it. Well, I used to take, when soon as the Middleborough train opened up, I used to go like a couple of times in summer. I used to Boston for the day, go walk around Faneuil Hall, all that stuff. It's fun. You go there, get something to eat, come back, you know?
Yeah, and I think you'll get a lot of people from New Bedford that'll do that now because, you know, it'll be $10 to take the ride up there. So for $20, that's probably cheaper than it's going to cost you to park up there.
Oh, that's cheap. You can't get better than that. That's cheap. If you don't jump on that, it's crazy because that's a good, real, real good deal. Yep.
All right.
So that's all I had for today, I guess.
Thank you for the call.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too. Yeah, that's the advantage of having this rail service is, you know, all the things that you got to do. Like, let's just say you got to go to Boston to, you know, I was born in Boston. So I remember a day when I needed to get a birth certificate. It was when I went to go get my passport. I needed an original birth certificate and I didn't have one. Well, I had one, but it was so old and beat up and ripped up that you couldn't read it anymore. You know, my parents had it since the time I was born. And I had it in my little fireproof safe. And when I tried to use that, they're like, yeah, we can't even read this. You need to get a new one. And I was like, oh, man, I was born in Boston. I got to go to Boston and get a new birth certificate, which, by the way, was not a difficult process at all. Like, that part of it was super easy. The hard part was finding a place to park, getting to City Hall, like all of that stuff. But if I could have just jumped on the train and said, all right, well, now I can play on my phone or do some work or something. I mean, 90 minutes on the train, I could write a couple of articles in that time. When I used to go to, I didn't do it very often, but I only went a couple of times, but I would go cover Red Sox games with Steve Britt when he was the Red Sox reporter for the Standard Times. He didn't like to drive to Boston. He liked to take the train from Middleborough. And to me, that was crazy because, like, I can't not have my car somewhere. I get weirded out if I don't have my car. I get nervous. But he said the advantage is by the time I get home, my article's written. So we're on the train riding home, and he's writing his column from the game, and because there's Wi-Fi on the train, even back then, he's able to file his column before he even gets off the train. So that was huge, because then when you get home, you don't have to worry about sitting down, writing an article, eating up time. Like, you know, you're maximizing the time that you have. And I think that that's going to be a benefit for a lot of people. They're not, they're looking at that 90-minute window and thinking to themselves, well, that's a long time to be sitting on a train, but you're probably sitting in a car for that amount of time trying to go to Boston and not able to pull out your laptop, not able to watch Netflix. That's a movie. You could watch a movie every day. That's, you could watch a TV, you could binge watch a TV show, probably watch an episode, well, if you're going to go to Boston and back, you could probably watch 3 episodes of a TV show a day. That's not terrible. But as that caller pointed out, that's going to be huge for people that have to go to the airport, because now you're looking at a 2-hour ride to get to the airport, which for a lot of people, certainly for me, if you told me I could spend 2 hours getting to the airport but not have to pay to park, I'd be all over that. So it's going to cost you $24 because you're going to pay $24.50. You're going to pay $12.25 to get to the airport. You're going to pay $12.25 to come back, right? Because once you're there, I don't think you got to pay again to get on the Silver Line. But even if you do, it's a couple of bucks. You know what I mean? Still less than 1 day's parking in one of those garages. And oh my God, I hate when, because usually when I fly, I've never made my own travel arrangements. I've never bought my own flights. I think one time I might have, but it was reimbursed. Like, it's always paid for by whatever production company or event company I'm working with. And they usually make the arrangements. So they say, okay, we've got you flying out of, and where do you want to fly out of? And I always tell them, Providence is easier. But Providence is usually less options, you know, less the number of flights. Providence might not even fly into where I need to go. And sometimes, because they have less flights, it's more money. So a lot of times they'll save a few bucks and say, well, we're going to send you to Boston instead. Okay, but now I got to go pay to park. And sometimes, you know, I get reimbursed for that, but most of the time I don't. Now you have to eat that. And, you know, then you're gone for 4 or 5 days. That's $300-$400 in parking. And I've thought about utilizing the park and ride, but I never have enough time for that. I've thought about utilizing the, I forget what they call it, but you know, you park over at some hotel parking lot in Revere and then they shuttle you over, but I don't know if I trust that. So being able to park in New Bedford and take the train and or get a ride to the New Bedford train station, one of the train stations, and go in there, and what am I carrying? Two suitcases max and a backpack? I can carry that on the train. That's going to be a game changer. What do you think? 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails, both available on the WBSM app, where you can also vote for your favorite in the South Coast Cutest Couple Contest. All this week. Now, we're going to announce the winner on Friday. So you don't have a whole lot of time to vote, but you can vote every day. And then we'll announce the winner on Friday, on Valentine's Day. And they'll get a $250 gift card. And they can utilize that for whatever they want. You know, maybe a weekend away. Maybe a splurge dinner on everything they've ever wanted to try. Maybe, who knows? Depending on who wins, $250 could be could even be a little vacation for them. So, but again, it could also be, you know, 4 dozen eggs. Whatever they want to use it for. And it's all brought to you by Paradise Jewelers, Paradise Jewelry, rather. Festiva Buffet, and Frontera Grill. And you can vote right now at WBSM.com and the WBSM app for your favorite. So scroll through all the photos, and then at the bottom of the photos, there's our little poll to vote in. There are a couple that we had to pull out because, you know, they snuck it by us with a double entry. But right now, you can see the results after you vote. There's one couple that's running away with it. So if you have another couple that you prefer, or if you're in the running, make sure you share it around and get people to vote. All right, we'll take a break here. We'll be back in a few moments. 508-996-0500. Welcome back in. So, I heard a report this morning on America in the Morning that the price of eggs is up to $9 in most places. $9. How'd you like to not have to worry about the price of eggs at all by having your own backyard farm with your own chickens? You can get them at M&M Hay and Feed in South Dartmouth. 31 Cove Road. It is the former Marvin Grain. Now it is M&M Hay and Feed, and Michelle, Mark, Michael, and Gary can help you build that backyard farm. And they have the hay, the straw, the laying hens, the meat chickens, turkeys, everything you'd possibly want to put in that backyard farm. They have them there, and they deliver. But what I like about M&M Hay and Feed is it's that old school hardware store. You know, when you walk in there, they've got a little bit of everything. You walk in, they had a big barrel of chestnuts at Christmas time. They have a whole section of, you know, the Portuguese olives and all the stuff in the jar that you want to take home and snack on. But they also have 50-pound bags of feed. They also have feed by the pound. You keep rabbits, they've got all the things you need for rabbits. They even have a collection of hurricane lamps you can check out, because not only are they really great at what they do when it comes to hardware and feed and grain and all of that, they're also antiquers. So you never know what you're going to find in M&M Hay and Feed, and as they like to say, if they don't have it, you probably don't need it. So stop by, walk around the store, get a feel for what they're all about, see what they have, and realize that yeah, going to the hardware store can be better than just going to the big box store and talking to some high school kid or retiree who doesn't actually know anything about the project you're trying to do. They're just doing the job of stocking the shelves. But at M&M Hay and Feed, they have the knowledge, they have the know-how. They can give you the advice. So stop and walk around at 31 Cove Road in Dartmouth. And then keep M&M Hay and Feed in mind for everything that you could possibly need. All right, let's go now into the newsroom and get all the top stories of the day from Phil Devitt.
The latest Trump tariffs target steel and aluminum, senior sleep problems plaguing many, and gift ideas for your former Valentine.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
President Trump is signing executive orders to bring 25% tariffs on imported steel and aluminum. In his first term, Trump imposed 25% tariffs on steel and 10% on aluminum. According to the White House, the effort on Monday includes provisions intended to reinstate the full power of the steel tariffs. Another wave of the flu has hit the nation. Tammy Trujillo reports.
Health officials say the rapid rise in cases is causing doctor visits for flu-related symptoms to reach their highest in 15 years. visits to providers for respiratory illnesses were close to 8% last year, which is the highest since the swine flu outbreak. The CDC estimates there have been 24 million cases of the flu this season, causing more than 300,000 hospitalizations and 13,000 deaths. Recent data shows that 45 states remain in the high or very high category for flu activity. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
The Department of Justice is set to drop the federal corruption case against New York City Mayor Eric Adams. CNN obtained a memo sent by Acting Deputy Attorney General Emil Bove that instructed the acting U.S. Attorney for the Southern District to dismiss the charges as soon as possible. Charges were brought against Adams last year in what was the first prosecution of a sitting mayor in New York City history. Officials say one person has died after two business jets collided on the ground at Scottsdale Airport in Arizona. Scottsdale Fire Department spokesman Dave Folio said another person was extricated from one of the jets. The FAA says a Learjet veered off the runway after landing and crashed into a Gulf Stream. At least 51 people are dead in Guatemala after a bus crashed into a polluted ravine. A Guatemala City fire spokesman said the bus was crossing a bridge when it fell 65 feet over a cliff. The Guatemalan president said, quote, their pain is my pain, and has declared 3 days of national mourning. Geriatric researchers at Yale School of Medicine say up to half of seniors complain about sleep problems. Sarah Lee Kessler reports.
That's as many as 27 million Americans. Experts at Yale say health issues are often to blame, as well as side effects from prescription drugs, including blood pressure medication. Dr. Brienne Miller says adults over 65 need 6 to 8 hours of sleep a night. They recommend going to bed at the same time each night and reducing alcohol and caffeine consumption. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
And with Valentine's Day right around the corner, what better time to get petty revenge on an ex and do some good at the same time? A number of zoos around the country are offering the opportunity to name an animal after an ex that will then be fed to a zoo animal. At the San Antonio Zoo, for example, you can name a cockroach, a rodent, or even a vegetable. At the Lehigh Valley Zoo in Pennsylvania, you can name a fish for feeding to a penguin. In Fort Worth, the donation will get a pound of poo dedicated to an ex.
WBSM Sports.
The Boston Celtics beat the Miami Heat last night. Next game Wednesday, home at TD Garden with the San Antonio Spurs.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Some sunshine followed by mostly cloudy skies in the afternoon, a high of 35 degrees. On Wednesday, pre-dawn snow showers are possible, especially along the coast. Otherwise, cloudy, snow developing overnight, high of 35. On Thursday, an icy mix and rain during the morning, turning windy in the afternoon, a high of about 40. And on Friday, it looks like we clear out, bright and breezy, with a high around 32. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Again, that, of course, is The Cars, Moving in Stereo. And you really want to listen to it in stereo on some headphones and hear it kind of spin around you. It's pretty cool. So we were talking about the meeting last night with the MBTA in Freetown, where they kind of gave an update on what you can expect from South Coast Rail, which will start service on March 24th. And we got a question in from Joey on AppChat who says, Tim, I don't see a train station. I see a loading platform. Where do people go to the restroom when they come to New Bedford? What's interesting about the commuter rail, Joey, is they actually have restrooms on the trains. So you don't need a restroom at the station because you have them on the trains. So sometimes some of the trains do have them locked and you have to ask the conductor to let you in. But for the most part, they have restrooms that are ADA accessible right there on the train for people to be able to use. So you don't have to wait till you get to the station. You can use it anytime on the train itself. And that allows for them to have these platforms as stations instead of having to build, you know, actual stations. And plus, what you'll see happen with a lot of these commuter rail stations, maybe not so much in New Bedford because of where they are at the Whale's Tooth and a Church Street. But I know certainly in Fall River, there are people who are jockeying to be able to open up some businesses around those. I haven't seen the Taunton set up yet. It's a little bit set back from the road, but they're looking to open up coffee shops and things like that around it. I know that when I talked with the owner of Miss Lizzie's Coffee, he originally had planned on opening the coffee shop, not next door to the Lizzie Borden house, but originally by the Fall River commuter rail station, because he thought that would be a place where people would need coffee. But then the opportunity came to move into the former Dr. Kelly's house, the former Ludwig Borden home. And he said, well, this is just too perfect. But somebody's going to, take advantage of the fact that there are these spaces. I don't know where you can open them up in New Bedford because of where the stations are located. But in other commuter rail areas, people open up things like coffee shops, little breakfast places, and offer a restroom. But you've got them on the train. So as long as you can hold it till you get on the train or make sure you go before you get off the train, you'll be fine. And these trains have power outlets. They have Wi-Fi. They have comfortable seats. And I think everybody who's skeptical of whether or not they would ever utilize this should take at least one ride. And I actually would advocate, if I was the MBTA, I would set up a website where people can put in their email address and claim one free commuter rail ride so that people could go on there and take it and try it out and see what they think and see if that isn't something that they would change their plans and utilize that instead. Because that's what this is all about. It's about giving you an alternative. It's not just about connecting New Bedford and Fall River and Taunton to Boston for people that don't have cars. It's also about giving the people who do have cars another way to get into the city, to avoid sitting in traffic, to avoid congestion, to avoid pollution. And that means that you will have that time back in your day. And it may not be, doing exactly what you want to do, but it's still better than sitting behind the wheel of a car. Well, but I like to listen to music when I'm in the car. Okay, well, you can listen to music in your headphones. Now, you shouldn't sing along on the train. So if you're somebody who wants to sing every day, stay in your car. But I think it'll be something that will be attractive for a lot of people. And the people who are calling up and saying, I would never use the train to go to Boston or people who aren't sitting in the car going to Boston every day. The people that used to come to Mill Pond Diner every morning and get on the bus to the Bonanza bus to go to Boston knew that they were going to be stuck in traffic on the highway in the Bonanza bus. But the advantage for them was I can do other things while I'm on the bus. I can read. I can do work. I can sleep. I don't have to be behind the wheel, and I find that it's a lot less stressful. And the other thing, the biggest thing that I've always said about South Coast Rail, when people are like, why do we even need it? What a waste of money. You're already paying for rail service in other parts of the state. Your tax dollars are already going to other people getting rail service. Why shouldn't you get it too? And I think you're going to find there are people, probably as early as this spring, who are taking that train to go to a Red Sox game, who are taking that train to go to a day in Boston, the aquarium, the children's museum. Now, you got to get yourself acquainted with the T system and where, what line goes where and how you can get to where you got to go, because you're only getting from New Bedford to South Station. And then from there, you've got to figure it out. But the more you realize that you can pretty much get to everywhere you want to go, like this year when Boston Calling happens, if I go this year, I might just take the train. I already take the train from Braintree. Why not just take it from New Bedford? I already take the train to go, if I do go to Fenway Park, why drive to Braintree when I could just take the train the whole way? Especially knowing that you've got, now you've still got, you know, you got to keep an eye on the clock, because whenever your last train is leaving, you've got to make sure that you can get on it. And by the way, what happens if you go to get on that last train and there's no room for you? It's always a terrifying thought. So you can't be the last person trying to get on that train. But still, I think that's going to be a very attractive option for a lot of people. Just to eliminate the frustration of trying to find a parking space. And it's helpful to know that you can go to the bathroom on the train, in a bathroom, not like when people go to the bathroom on the train on the regular subway. That's different. Don't do that. 508-996-0500. We will be right back.
All right today, I'm not feeling that great. I'm not catching on fire today. Love has started to fade. I'm not going to smile today. I'm not gonna laugh. You're out living it up today. I've got dues to pay. And the grave digger puts on the forceps. The stonemason does all the work. The barber can give you a haircut. The carpenter can take you out to lunch. Now, but I just want to play on my panpipes. I just want to drink me some wine. As soon as you're born, you start dying. So you might as well have a good time. Oh, no. Sheep go to heaven. Goats go to hell. Sheep go to heaven. Goats go to hell.
Ah, no. Ah, yeah. That's cake. And we are talking about the meeting last night of South Coast Rail and the fact that it is coming March 24th. They're just waiting for the final federal approval, but they're expecting that should be no problem. And we've been talking about it from a logistical standpoint. I'm asking the question of, will you utilize South Coast Rail? Tonight, Brian Thomas is going to be looking at it from a different perspective, because as you know, on Freedom Fools, that show is about looking at your tax dollars and where they go. And tonight, Brian will be asking the question, will South Coast Rail help or hinder the greater New Bedford economy? So that's tonight at 6 p.m. on Freedom Fools with Brian Thomas right here on WBSM. So great discussion last night on DEI. We'll have those podcasts up for you. I'm just waiting for them to create the podcast from our IT department. And then once they do, we'll have all the episodes loaded up. But nothing yet. They're in the process. We approved the artwork for it the other day. So now it's just a matter of when they get it all loaded and launched. See, there's a lot of little technical things that we utilize to make it super easy for us to podcast. But they just take a while to get through the process of doing it. But then once that's up and running, you'll be able to get Freedom Fools after every episode. But make sure you tune in tonight at 6. And, of course, you can call into Brian, just as you can call into me at 508-996-0500. App chat, open line, voicemails, both available as well on the WBSM app. And as we're talking about the South Coast Rail, I'm taking a look right now at the traffic. I switch over to WPRI because at 7 o'clock, ABC 6 goes to Good Morning America. And just looking at it right now, Route 24 north to Boston is 111 minutes. That's more than 90 minutes. And that's just from Route 24, the start of Route 24. So you could be on the train, not even worried about that, and still be there faster than the people that are sitting in the cars. Let's take a quick phone call here, and then I've got a break. One more break I got to take. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, Tim. How you doing this morning?
Good. How are you?
Good. About 3 weeks ago, I was coming up Kings Highway, and the train had passed by heading downtown. And so I picked up a coffee at Dunkin' Donuts, and I went over. I parked in the parking lot just to see, you know, what transpires when the train came back. And at that time, over by where I'm assuming there were bicycle tie-down stanchions, they had like a small building for like a, well, for portable bathrooms, we'll say. Like you see, it wasn't regular port-a-john per se. Now, I went the end of last week, and the building or structure had been removed. So I was wondering when you were mentioned about, they have the porta-potties or the toilets on the train, if that was something they took out for some reason. It wasn't the individual porta-johns like you see.
But it was like kind of like one of those trailers where they have the stairs to walk in.
It had at the Home Depot at one time and Lowe's when they were working on the buildings.
Yeah, my guess is that it was probably for the South Coast Rail workers to utilize.
Oh, okay. Because I haven't seen any workers there for so long. That's why. But
Not letting the people that are testing the trains. They're probably not letting them use the bathrooms on the train.
Well, that could be too.
Keep those neat and clean for the riders. We'll use these portable potties.
Okay, yeah, because that's what I thought. I got there and I said, well, they got porta-johns at least there, and now they weren't there. So I was wondering what happens if you get there early, if you're somewhat apprehensive about your ride, and it's like, where do I go?
Nervous peeing before getting on the commuter rail, yes.
Definitely.
All right. Thank you for the call. You have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. We got to take our final break of this hour. We will be right back. All right. We're going to be going into the news when we come back on the other side. In the next hour, we're going to be joined by Rosemary Gill, the president and CEO of the Zeitarian Performing Arts Center, to get the latest on all of the renovations over there. And as I said, I want to get into some of the minutiae of it. We talked a lot about some of the big major upgrades, but I want to talk about